Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Gobler of the 75th Legislative District in Clearfield and Elk Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week and approved legislation that has already been signed into law that will make some serious changes to the way Pennsylvania consumers can purchase beer and wine. What are some of the details?
I'm proud that this week we passed the most landmark reform legislation for our state's liquor system in 80 years. This will provide convenience for consumers. It will provide revenue to the state. It will make our state budget easier to pass in the coming month. And this will give citizens what they've been looking for all along: access to wine in the grocery stores and at their favorite restaurants, access to beer at the gas station. It allows Pennsylvania to finally move into the 21st century. Great effort, and I'm really proud to have supported this legislation.
Also, there's some good news for folks from Western Pennsylvania in particular, and it's about the Marcellus Shale business and the natural gas business in Pennsylvania. I understand that there are some associated industries that are starting to build in Pennsylvania that will actually help this out. What's going on?
Certainly, we've been watching the local economy with concern over the last few years, and having some great news couldn't have come at a better time, with the cracker plant that we've heard about for a number of years finally announcing that they will in fact be coming to Western Pennsylvania. It's going to mean 6,000 construction jobs in Western Pennsylvania. It's going to mean hundreds of permanent jobs, and it's going to provide another market for locally produced energy, which is so important to our district. I'm very pleased to see this happen. I'm very pleased to have supported the legislation that made it possible a few years ago, and I'm looking forward to continuing to work to build jobs and build our local economy, providing opportunities for local people in our area.
There's also some good news for those in the teaching business, especially those who have military ties. What's going on here?
I'm very pleased this week that I had the opportunity to support two bills that passed the House that both help our education system and our professionals in the teaching profession. First, we passed a bill that would help teachers with a military connection, either veterans or family members of veterans, to be able to transition into Pennsylvania and get their certifications more easily. It's common sense legislation. Very proud to help our military families in this way. And the other bill that we passed also allows professional educators who have done more than the minimum required professional development education to carry their credits over into future periods, making it easier for them to maintain their professional certification and making sure that our students are trained by well-trained teachers.
And I understand that there's some good news for Pennsylvania seniors who make use of a very popular program that gives them some assistance with their property tax or their rents. What's going on here?
My legislative offices in Dubois, St. Mary's, and Clearfield are always happy to help people filing their property tax and rent rebate forms, which provide up to $650 based on rent or property taxes that are paid. Normally, the deadline for that program is June 30th. This year, the deadline has been extended to December 31st, meaning citizens now have another 6 months that they can come to our office, file their forms, get the help that they need, and get a little assistance with their property taxes. We're glad to do it, and we encourage people to come on out and visit our office, and we can help them out.
Representative Gobler, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Gobler.